Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tourism Talk here on Baltimore Internet Radio, brought to you by the Baltimore Tourism Association. It's March the 26th, 2014, and I'm your host, Chris Reel from Baltimore Rent-A-Tour. Now, here on Tourism Talk, we've talked to a lot of our tourism colleagues, from hotels to restaurants to attractions, and today we're very pleased to be joined by a very unique program here in Baltimore, the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company. And this is something that we're really excited about. We are joined by Leslie Malin, the Managing Director of the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company. Hi, Leslie. How are you?
I'm great, Chris. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for being here. This is really cool. This is something that I bet a lot of people don't know about in Baltimore, that we have this great Shakespeare company right here in town. Can you talk a little bit about the history of this organization?
Sure. A lot of people in Baltimore don't know about us because we're just moving to Baltimore. We've been outside of Baltimore in a suburb called Howard County for the past decade or so. I started the company along with Ian Gallinar, our artistic director, in 2002. We had only about 100 people come to our very first showcase for production, but last year we served over 12,000 people, so we're growing fast. We mostly perform in Howard County outdoors in both the summer and the fall, but we've been looking for a roof for a long time and some indoor heating. So recently, a number of people in Baltimore suggested that we look at moving to Baltimore City, and we found ourselves a beautiful building.
That's great. That's great. Now, where is this building located?
This building is located on Calvert Street, just about two blocks from the Inner Harbor.
Okay. So you're very accessible. You're right downtown in
right.
the thick
we've got,
of things.
We've got hotels all over the place. We've got two hotels across the street, one hotel a block south. We've got parking garages everywhere. We are on the circulator route. We are easy to get to.
That's cool. Talk a little bit about, again, how you started out. You're out in Howard County. You're doing these outdoor productions, and every year it just sort of grew bigger and bigger?
That's right. We're big believers in trying to make Shakespeare fun and not boring. We like to make our shows very accessible. We do a lot of talking directly to the audience. We have actors who mill about in the audience, come through the audience. We have picnicking available in the summertime, and so you may have an actor steal your sandwich or your chips.
Well, you got to be careful about that, I
guess.
You
really do.
That's neat. I guess you've done dozens and dozens of productions. Is there one in particular that maybe stands out that you did outdoors that you'd like to share with us?
I'll talk about our very first production of Macbeth that we did outdoors
the fall.
The Scottish play, for those who are superstitious. We did that as an environmental production. So we perform at the Patapsco Female Institute Historic Park, which is a stone ruin of an old 19th century building and several acres of park around it. And that year was the first year that we tried to do it where we normally just built a stage up in front of some walls and bring in chairs. But that year we decided to use the ruins themselves as our stage. And so we moved the audience and the action along from room to room of this stone mansion. And that was very exciting. And you had actors performing and audience members right next to them. And people were really creeped out.
Wow. So it was a truly interactive experience.
Yeah.
People are moving from place to place. You're not just sitting in a theater and watching this unfold. You're actually a part of it.
Yeah. Yeah,
That's fantastic. And
we are hoping very much to bring that kind of feeling inside as well. Maybe not quite so up close, but that kind of intimacy with our audience is something that's really important to us.
So you take Shakespeare's words. These are Shakespearean plays. What do you do with them? You sort of put a twist on them?
What we try to do with these productions is bring some kind of contemporary understanding to them. So perhaps we change the setting. For instance, we just did The Merry Wives of Windsor, and we put it in the 1970s.
Okay.
We've done productions of Midsummer Night's Dream that were set in the 1920s. Sometimes we'll set them in the setting that they were written for, like Richard II will be set in the medieval period. Mm-hmm. But we do this in order to try to match up people's contemporary experiences with what the text is actually providing with the story.
So you're essentially trying to make Shakespeare more accessible.
Absolutely. Accessibility is a real hallmark of ours.
Absolutely. I know a lot of folks just know Shakespeare from their high school reading, and it you know, they're just words on a page. But when you can really bring it to life and put it into a context that people understand, it really makes it come alive, I think.
It really does. One of the things that we're most proud of is that we offer free admission for children in the summertime.
Oh.
And so people are astonished. They bring their four-year-old and they think, well, you know, maybe the kid will last for an hour, if that. And, you know, there's their kid standing right up next to the stage, absolutely riveted by it. It's not every kid, but we've got a lot of families who've been coming back year after year, and it's the kids bringing their parents more than the parents bringing their kids. We're hoping in the new building to have that same kind of experience, to the point where we've taken one room and we're turning it into a family room, so that if you've got a kid who gets a little restless, we don't have a whole park for them to go to, but they will have a room where they can do some sword fighting and enjoy some costume dress up.
Very cool. So get them at an early age.
Yes. We like to say get them before the schools do.
Gotcha. Well, now you've mentioned this new building right near the Inner Harbor in the center of everything downtown. Can you talk a little bit about the building itself and how you came to find it and what you're doing with it now?
Nothing would make me happier. It's a very exciting project and taking up all of our time and attention. It is the old mercantile building. It was a bank built in 1886.
Wow.
And it is apparently a jewel of Romanesque architecture, and it is on the National Register of Historic Places. It was a bank for many generations of Baltimore natives, and it served for people to put their valuables in. So there are lots of big, fat vaults in it as well. And about 2000, it was sold and turned into a nightclub, and then another nightclub, and then another nightclub. And it became less and less pleasant. And they were looking to sell it again. And so we were able to purchase it, along with all of the renovations that they had made to upgrading the heating and air conditioning systems. So we are turning it into a 250-seat theater. And when Ian Gallinar, our artistic director, and I first walked in the building, we first said, oh, the floors are sticky, it smells, it's an icky nightclub. And then we started to look up and we saw this amazing carved, painted ceiling that is out of the 19th century, and it's just extraordinary, and these two big columns and an old-fashioned bank mezzanine. And we said, this could be really something. We could turn this into Baltimore's own version of Shakespeare's Globe.
Wow.
So we are putting in a thrust stage, which means that it is surrounded on three sides by the audience, and which is a very different thing. We are planning on lighting this beautiful ceiling as well as possible. And so it'll be a different kind of experience for audience members who are used to, you know, going into a theater and the lights going down and them only being able to see what's going on stage. You will still be able to see this beautiful building. You'll be able to see your fellow audience members interacting with the audience. It'll be a very different kind of experience.
That is very exciting. And you mentioned the Globe, of course, the famous theater that showcased so many of Shakespeare's plays. And so you're really trying to replicate that experience here in downtown Baltimore.
Absolutely. Of course, Shakespeare's Globe had about 3,000 people and will be seating about 250.
Wow.
And a big chunk of them had to stand, and we will have very comfortable seats. But we're hoping that that kind of intimacy and that kind of ability where the audience is really surrounding the action and part of the experience rather than just watching it and separated from it will be very exciting to people. And it'll let people maybe try Shakespeare who otherwise might be a little bit scared of it.
Right, right. It's a very exciting theater renaissance, I feel, has been going on in Baltimore over the past several years. We've seen a lot of new theaters opening up, and this is just adding to that. That's really exciting. And you mentioned the families that come with their children for these performances, but what about larger groups? Do you get folks like that involved as well?
We love to have groups. We've had a number of different groups. We've got the Red Hat Ladies come out. We've got family reunions. We've got school groups. We've got college teachers bringing their student classes. And we've got corporate groups from time to time. And then we've just got people who get a bunch of their friends out and a picnic, and 20 of them come out all to enjoy some Shakespeare in the summertime. And we're hoping in Baltimore to expand, you know, the kinds of people who come.
Right, right. Yeah, of course, with the Baltimore Tourism Association, our focus is generally on group travel, tour operators and group leaders and folks like that. So they could visit your website and make arrangements to bring maybe a motor coach group or something like that to enjoy one of your performances?
Absolutely. We would be more than delighted to have anybody from anywhere. We believe that Shakespeare is for everyone and everyone should try it out.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. Well, I know that hopefully we have some tour operators and some group leaders that may be listening to us right now. But we definitely want to make sure that all of our tourism partners know that this is a great new opportunity for them to share with their visitors, and it's a unique opportunity. Now, something else I'm reading about here. This is a new tradition that you are going to be starting up for the holiday season. Can you talk a little bit about A Christmas Carol?
You bet. One of the questions that we get all the time is, do you do anything other than Shakespeare? And yes, we do. We do classics, at least one or two a year, that are not written by Shakespeare. But we've felt very strongly that as soon as we had our own home, what we wanted to do was A Christmas Carol, because it is a beautiful story of redemption. It is a classic. And we think that we can really make it a special experience, and it'll be a way for people to try out the theater who otherwise might be a little bit nervous about Shakespeare. But we're also giving it a little bit of a twist. Everyone loves A Christmas Carol. They love the story. We're going to be setting it in Baltimore instead of London. It'll be set in the 19th century as well, in the business district where we are. But we won't have English accents. We'll have Baltimore accents.
That's fantastic. So you'll incorporate some of that local flavor with a story that is very familiar.
Right, and we're hoping to have some music from the American tradition as well as the English tradition.
That sounds exciting. And I'm sure groups will be interested in that. We're always looking in my line of work. We talk to groups all the time. They're always looking for great holiday experiences. You know, buses go by the hundreds to New York to see the Radio City Rockettes. You know what I mean? That kind of thing. This could be something that would bring groups like that here to Baltimore for a unique experience.
We sure hope so.
Fantastic. When is this all going to get underway in your new location in downtown Baltimore?
We'll be opening up the theater in September of this year, and we'll have a week of exciting events, and then, you know, the tickets will be available to anybody.
So September 2014 is when the new location will be open, and what are you going to open with?
We're going to be opening with everybody's favorite Shakespeare comedy, which is A Midsummer Night's Dream.
Yes.
It has a little bit of something for everybody. It has fairies, which kids love. It has the wonderful slapstick of the lovers and the rural mechanicals who are putting on a very, very bad production of a very bad play. And there's really nothing funnier in the theater at all. So we're hoping that people will have a great time coming to see this wonderful comedy that's about a marriage. And we're thinking of this as a marriage between Chesapeake Shakespeare Company and Baltimore. So it's a great way to start.
That's a great way to kick things off. Absolutely. And of course, September of 2014, a very big month in Baltimore with the bicentennial of the Star-Spangled Banner. We've been talking with a lot of our guests and colleagues about the festivities surrounding the bicentennial of the Star-Spangled Banner. And here's one more thing we can add to that list. One more thing to do here in Baltimore in September of 2014. Go check out the opening of the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company here in downtown Baltimore. That sounds like a really good time. So this beautiful new theater in downtown Baltimore is going to be opening in September of 2014. But what's coming up in the interim?
Oh, we are never stopping producing Shakespeare. So we will be back outside in Ellicott City at the Patapsco Female Institute Historic Park with a wonderful production of As You Like It, which is a wonderful Shakespeare comedy, which features a girl who's dressed up as a boy and running away from her evil uncle. And it's a lot of fun. And I hope that lots of people will come out and bring a picnic.
No shortage of drama with old Shakespeare, huh?
Not indeed. And that'll be June 13th through July 20th.
Okay. And for more information, specific show times, and to purchase tickets, you can log on to www.chesapeakeshakespeare.com. Is there anything else that you'd like to share? Anything that we maybe didn't touch upon?
I should mention some of the other shows that we're going to be doing.
Yes,
we'll
please.
Be doing Richard II, which mm-hmm. is a serious history play, but it's very beautiful with a lot of wonderful poetic language, and that'll be in October and November. Then we'll be doing A Christmas Carol. After that, we'll be doing, in the wintertime, we'll be doing Uncle Vanya, but we'll be doing it as a real comedy as opposed to very seriously, as a lot of times people do Chekhov. And then we'll be following that with The Importance of Being Earnest, which is a wonderful, very, very funny comedy with some of the funniest lines that have ever been written, as far as I'm concerned. We're doing those with the same cast because they were written within 2 years of each other and the same size, which is pretty fun. And then we'll be doing a production of Romeo and Juliet, and we'll be doing that during the daytime for students because we know that Romeo and Juliet is the one play that every child everywhere learns, so we want to make sure that they all have the opportunity to see a live production of Shakespeare.
Sure.
But in the evening, their parents will also get to see Romeo and Juliet. And then it'll be summertime, and we will be back in Howard County outdoors at the Ruins, and we'll be doing the Comedy of Errors.
Great. So you are going to continue your outdoor theater in Howard County.
We sure will. They love us. They love themselves some Shakespeare out there.
Very good.
We are definitely wanting to continue that tradition.
And there's an educational component to your company as well?
Indeed. We've got the matinees of Romeo and Juliet that we'll be having every spring from now on. But we also offer classes, we offer camps, and a high school company. So there's a wide variety of things, and it only grows. Everybody comes to us every week with some new ideas about expanding our education program.
That's great. So it's really a one-stop shop for all things Shakespeare.
All things fun and Shakespeare.
All things fun. There you go. That's a great way to put a cherry on top. You can visit the website at www.ChesapeakeShakespeare.com. ChesapeakeShakespeare.com. That's all one word, no dashes or spaces there. And you can also check out the Facebook page, Chesapeake Shakespeare. You can like that Facebook page, and then I guess you'll receive updates and things like that in the news.
We have a very active Facebook page. We've got a huge community of people who like to comment on everything.
Great, great.
And so, we've got a lot of actors who like to respond. I should mention that that's one fun thing about the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company is that the actors come out after the show, right after they do their bows. They come back while they're still in costume, and they're there to talk to the audience if the audience wants to chat. And there are people who really love to have that opportunity.
And sometimes you yourself are a member of the company.
From time to time, I do.
Fantastic. Well, Leslie, thanks so much for being with us today. This has been a really excellent conversation. Leslie Malin, the managing director of the Chesapeake Shakespeare Company. And I should also point out that Jean Thompson, the communication manager, is also here with us in the studio today. Ladies, thank you both for being with us here today on Baltimore Internet Radio. Again, that website is www.ChesapeakeShakespeare.com. Go check that out. Check out the new location in downtown Baltimore later in September of 2014. Thanks so much again for being with us today.
It's our very great pleasure to be here.
We'll see you next time.